Bloomington began closing Kirkwood Avenue to allow for outdoor dining as a response to the COVID pandemic in 2020. The expanded outdoor dining program, as it's known, has been renewed every year since, closing the main thoroughfare through the city to cars from spring through fall. Lucas Gonzalez reports for our City Limits Project that city leaders are now looking at ways to make the closure more permanent.
Located in the heart of downtown Bloomington, Kirkwood Avenue is the city's most iconic street. It's packed full of bars, restaurants, landmarks, and stores. And in the summer, you'll find it brimming with pedestrians. Since 2020, the city has conducted an outdoor dining program that typically closes 2.5 blocks of Kirkwood to motor vehicles for a few months each year. It started in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and has happened every year since, with annual approval from the city council. Officials say they now want to extend the program, possibly indefinitely, so it doesn't require their approval each year.
I guess my feeling is that after 3 or 4 years of pilots, we should probably make a decision about whether the program should be full scale or go away entirely. I'm of the opinion that it should be a permanent program.
That's Councilmember Matt Flaherty. He suggested the idea at a February council meeting. Flaherty says the current process creates uncertainty for businesses on Kirkwood, preventing them from investing in their outdoor dining spaces.
What we've heard from business owners is that they really need some more certainty to invest the capital resources that would, you know, to justify that investment, I guess, to make it an even more charming and enjoyable space for folks enjoying the outdoors.
Andrea De La Rosa, Assistant Director for Small Business Development, says the city wants a more walkable Kirkwood and a commitment to the program.
Overall, it is a liked program, and I think there will be more buy-in and more stakeholders if we can take the program seriously into the next level.
De La Rosa says the city's Economic and Sustainable Development Department is working with City Legal on an ordinance to extend the program. The council would later vote on the ordinance. But officials say there's been some public misperception around the city's plans for Kirkwood. Mayor Kerry Thompson says the city wants to continue the seasonal program, but does not plan to close the street to drivers permanently.
I want to assure you, in my administration, we are not going to surprise you with a major initiative that permanently changes the face of Bloomington.
Thompson says her administration would not make such a significant decision without first gathering input from residents and business owners. Councilmember Isak Asari says the idea of a permanent closure came up in conversations he's been involved in, but added nothing formal is being discussed.
Nothing is going to happen without significant stakeholder engagement, but we're at the ideation stage, right? It's about can we come up with a bold vision that people can get behind?
Asari says officials should consider connectivity and accessibility when discussing Kirkwood's future. Some residents say they're concerned closing Kirkwood prohibits access to people with mobility issues. Others say the closure reduces car dependency, makes the city more vibrant, and helps the local economy. Councilmember Sydney Zulick, who represents residents of downtown Bloomington, says she supports a permanent closure of Kirkwood, but wants to address accessibility concerns. Whatever the city decides, the outdoor dining program will likely be impacted this summer by the Clear Creek Reconstruction Project. It aims to improve storm drainage in the downtown area. For WFIU News, I'm Lucas Gonzalez.
We discuss Bloomington affairs and answer listener questions every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition for our weekly City Limits series. Submit your question about the city and our reporters will investigate. More details at WFIUnews.org. You can also join us on Facebook in the City Limits Bloomington group for more Bloomington-specific news.